let there be some accountability for the wrongdoings, you know, and let these people be held responsible for it. That's all. That's all the elders are asking. That's not such a big demand.
Yeah, I remember reading that the consultation offended the elders because all they did was tell their plans.
That's not what consultation is from our perspective, but that's what consultation is as defined by industry and province.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at, like I have, you know, the Mount Capan coal project is happening on my dad's family territory. So is Shell. Like, they're both right on my dad's family territory. And for Mount Capan coal project, the environmental assessment report was sent into the British Columbia Environmental Assessment Office on September 2004, and they consider consultation 3 phone calls with Jerry Asp. I mean,
really?
It's written right into that assessment report, consultation, 3 phone calls with Jerry Asp, one in 2002, one in 2003, one in 2004, and... The other one was, yeah, we contacted Louis Louis, but due to a heart attack, he couldn't meet with us, so we left the information at the band office. That's consultation.
Oh, wow.
It's written right in that assessment report.
Yeah, and that's a major problem when these corporations and government bodies are only consulting one person.
Yeah.
No, that's not a democracy. And that, I mean, that's Canadian democracy as well, but it's just like a problem of governance that...
And this assessment report was done by ResCan and Fortune Coal Limited. You know, I mean, come on, give me a break. Fortune Coal doing the assessment. You know, they're the ones that are going in there. Of course, they're going to be biased.
Yeah.
ResCan has also formed a joint venture with Tahltan Central Council. They've I think it was, I'm not quite sure of this, but I think it was Nova Gold that put up $3 million for the Tahltan Central Council to form an environmental corporation. And with this environmental corporation, they went into a joint venture with ResCan, and they're called RTEC now, ResCan Tahltan Environmental Corporation. So, and it just so happens that one of our councillors that sits on the Iskut Council, Band Council, you know, is the head honcho in this environmental venture that
so
this corporation. So there's another conflict of interest right there.
Yeah, it's all, you know, very intricately connected.
It all has to do with money. It's unfortunate,
yeah,
but it's all capitalist, you know, capitalist ideologies that run the whole thing. And capitalism is based on greed because capitalism is profit.
Yeah.
You know?
Profit before people, that's for sure.
Yeah, profit before people, and the more the merrier, you know. So, you know, capitalism breeds greed, you know. It's unfortunate, you know, that our leaders, you know, a lot of them are traditionalists, but the money gets the best. You know, when you buy yourself a $50,000 vehicle, you know, and you finance the thing, and your children are driving around with $12,000 snowmobiles, and in the summer they have their $10,000 quads, you know, and every family member has a vehicle. I mean, you know, things start to change after a while, you know, and you drive through the communities, you can see the children that are walking and the ones that are driving these machines, right? And you can, it's almost like you could see the division, you know, the class structure that's taking place based on this new capitalist economy.
There was a few days ago a injunction.
Yeah.
What's been happening with that, and what is like the police response been so far?
Well, the police was at first Jerry Asp would call the police, and he tried to get the police to intimidate him. So he would get the police to go over and talk to them and try to open up a line of communication. And the elder just says, there is no line of communication. He's no longer the chief. We have nothing to say to him.
Yeah.
So we don't need, you know, we don't need a mediator to communicate. This is a peaceful demonstration, and, you know, we do not no longer recognize him as chief. So we don't need no communication link between us and Jerry Asp.
Okay.
So he had the chief come by about five or, I mean, the police... The office RCMP come by about four or five times, trying to intimidate the elders. And then once the RCMP realized that it was just a peaceful, you know, civil demonstration, they walked away and left it alone. So he went for a court injunction to have them removed. And because I was the cameraman there, and I was, you know, I'm now the communications person.
Yeah.
My name is also on the injunction. So he had this injunction. He got this injunction. And then he won't serve it. He doesn't want to serve it because, you know, it'd be political suicide.
Yeah, it would look really bad.
Yeah, to have our elders being drug off, you know, the premises by the RCMP. So he has the injunction, but he hasn't enforced it.
You mentioned the other day that Jerry Asp also took a position that you found quite embarrassing in the international arena.
Oh, well, according to the elders, when I was at the sit-in, they thought he went down to Guatemala. Like, he's been traveling all over the world. He's been to China, he's been to England, he's been to, I think, Australia, and he went to South America.
Yeah.
He went to Guatemala, and it just so happens that he went to Guatemala to promote industry, to promote, Tehuacan relationship between industry and province, and, the advantages of participating in development in indigenous territory. And it just so happened that before he got there, the Guatemalan government, well, I'm not sure of this, but this is what the elders were saying, the Guatemalan government, killed two protesters. So, Here was our leader, representing the government's for development stance, area that's, wreaked with violence. And, the elders were kind of embarrassed about that on an international level.
Information on the current situation in the Tahltan Nation, you can contact Oscar Dennis by calling 250-234-3161 or by emailing him at oscardennis@hotmail.com. Another community voice during this occupation has been Terry Brown, and she can be reached at 250-235-3151 or by emailing Terry Brown, that's two R's, Terry Brown, that's in patico.ca. This has been produced for Native Solidarity News. Back issues and subscriptions of Native Solidarity News are available at cost and for exchange. Please visit the website to see our catalog at www.ckut.ca/nsn. To reach us by phone, please call the CKUT radio station at 514-398-6788. You can also send your comments or suggestions by email to nsn@ckut.ca. Do be in touch, because it's not solidarity without you.